Track 6. With Grand Street at your back, continue on Mulberry Street south to 109 Mulberry Street, the Most Precious Blood Church. Pause the tour until you reach the church. Church buildings, like bank buildings, often remain standing even when the immigrant neighborhood changes. By looking closely at these buildings, historians find clues to who lived here in the past. The Most Precious Blood Church is at the heart of what remains of Little Italy. It plays a major role in the oldest, biggest, and most famous New York City religious festival, the two-week-long Feast of San Gennaro, patron saint of Naples, Italy. Thousands of people throng these streets every year in late August to become Italian for the day. And yet the Catholic Mass is no longer said in Italian, but in English, and also in Vietnamese, suggesting ongoing changes in the ethnic makeup of the area. Go to the garden on the left side of the church. Make a few notes that describe the garden and what you see in it. Notice the plaque on the wall honoring a local Italian man killed in Vietnam, and another plaque that pays tribute to the Italian men from the parish who died in World War I. What can we learn from these plaques about the vibrant Italian-American community that existed here? Write down what years the Italian community would have formed and when you think it began to decline. The church is only open during services, 8 a.m. and 12 noon. If you are there during church services, enter the church from the door at the end of the garden. If you are unable to enter the Most Precious Blood Church, skip to track 7. Upon entering the church, continue through the room you entered, the vestry, and into the church itself. Please be respectful in this house of worship. Don't talk or take photographs. Please walk quietly around the outside aisles of the church, not down the main aisle and not near the altar at the front of the church. Look at the stained glass windows on the left wall as you enter the church, and notice that they were donated by Italian Americans. Italian names often end in a vowel, such as Ferraro and Marini. In particular, note the name Bacigalupo on the third window on the left wall. You'll meet that name again later. Walk to the other side of the church and look at the Tree of Life, which appears to have recent contributors. As a historian of this neighborhood, do you think Italian Americans continue to be part of this parish? List a number of clues in your notebook that you found in this church to support your conclusion. Now go on to track 8.